1 Chronicles chapter 9. And all Israel was registered by genealogy, and they were written in the book of the kings of Israel. But Judah was deported to Babylon because of their treachery. And the first inhabitants who were back in their possession in their cities were Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the temple servants. And in Jerusalem there lived some of the sons of Judah, and some of the sons of Benjamin, and some of the sons of Ephraim and Manasseh. Uthai, the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, one of the sons of Perez, the son of Judah. And from the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn and his sons. And from the sons of Zerah, Jeuel and their brothers, 690 of them. And from the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanuah, and Ibniah, the son of Jeroham, and Elah, the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshulam, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brothers, according to their genealogies, 956 of them. All these were men who were paternal heads over the house of their fathers. And in Jerusalem there lived, from the priests, Jediah, and Jehoiarib, and Jachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merayoth, the son of Ahitub, the leader in the house of God, and Adaiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkijah, and Maasai, the son of Adiel, the son of Jahzerah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshilamith, the son of Immer, and their brothers, heads of their paternal house, 1,760 of them, valiant heroes in the execution of the work of the house of God. And from the Levites, Shemaiah the son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, from the sons of Merari, and Bakbakar, Heresh, and Galal, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites, and the gatekeepers, Shalum, and Akub, and Talmon, and Ahiman, and their brother, Shalum being the head, who are the ones who have been gatekeeping at the king's gate in the east up to now, as companies of the sons of Levi. And Shalum, the son of Koreh, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brothers of his paternal house, the Korhites, were in charge of the execution of the work, they being the doorkeepers of the tent. And their fathers had been in charge of the Lord's precinct as keepers of the entrance. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, had been an overseer in charge of them, previously, the Lord being with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was gatekeeper at the entrance to the tent of contact. All of them who were elite in gatekeeping at the thresholds came to 212. Their registration by their genealogy was in their villages. They are whom David and Samuel the seer installed on account of their faithfulness. And they and their sons were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, the house of the tent, in guard shifts. The gatekeepers were in their four quarters, east, to the west, to the north, and to the south. And their brothers in their villages were charged to come for 7 days from time to time with these. For it was on account of their faithfulness that they were there, the four valiant gatekeepers. They were Levites, and they were in charge of the office rooms and in charge of the treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged in the vicinity of the house of God, because the duty of guarding had been committed to them, and they had charge of the key every morning. And some of them were in charge of the equipment for the service, for they would bring it in with a tally and bring it out with a tally. And some of them were appointed over the equipment and over all the holy equipment, and over the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the frankincense and the fragrances. And some of the sons of the priests were preparers of the ointment for the fragrances. And Mattithiah from the Levites, he was the firstborn of Shalum the Korhite, was faithfully in charge of the work with the pans. And some of the sons of the Kohathites, taken from their brothers, were in charge of the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. And these were the singers, paternal heads of the Levites, in the annexes. They were there when discharged between shifts, for they were charged with their function day and night. These were the paternal heads of the Levites in their genealogies as heads, and they lived in Jerusalem. And the father of Gibeon, Jeiel, lived in Gibeon, and his wife's name was Maakah. And there was his firstborn son, Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begot Shemam. And they also lived opposite their brothers in Jerusalem, with their brothers. And Ner begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begot Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Tareah. And Ahaz begot Jarah. And Jarah begot Alemeth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Mozah. And Mozah begot Binah, and Rephaiah his son, Elasah his son, and Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, and these are their names: Azrikam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Sheariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were Azel's sons.